When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Bombers get another chance. Durham through the traffic. Gets it inside 50. Oh. Late foot! The Bomber fans go crazy. It's Anzac Day. It's the big stage. It's 1 minute left. It's for the lead against the reigning Premier. And he's missed. Scores are level. 1 minute left.
Moore leaves the goal square. Hand passes to Howe. Kicks down the line. Cameron in front. Dragged off it by Laverty. Free kick.
It's done.
Cameron's ball. 60 seconds left. Hand pass to Nick Dacos. Tosses it up to half forward. Majek's got to make the contest pack of four. Underneath to Goey. Keeps the ball in motion. Gathers. Turns himself forward. Hand pass though cut off by Hind. Worked it around to Davey. Paddled it over the boundary. Between the wing and right half forward for Collingwood. Boundary throw in on the members' side of the ground. Scores locked together at 85 apiece. Tossed in. Goldstein down to the front. Crisp underneath. Buried. Got the hand pass to Pendlebury. Pushed in the back. Collingwood with the advantage. Nick Dacos. Lovely kick. Elliott dropped the mark. The diving mark. Whisked away by Kelly. Dumps it down the line. They all fly in. Side bottom. Hacks it forward. Hind holds it up. Hind's desperate to go. You wouldn't want to bugger this up. He finds the kick to Merritt. He tosses it high to centre-half forward. Moore will repel. Anzac Day reprises the deeds of 1995. It's a draw. Can you believe it would happen again?
An amazing day yesterday. Great to have your company for Dwayne's World for Midday Madness. 1-300-736-736 is the number. Jump on the line. The next 2 hours are yours. 1-300-736-736. Anything from yesterday, anything in the world of sport you'd like to discuss, the next 2 hours are yours. And that open line brought to us by Werribee Kia always makes buying cars easy. It was a privilege to be there yesterday. It's a privilege to be able to call some footy on the greatest day on the Australian calendar. And for those that were there, for those that were watching at home, your thoughts on it, obviously. And I'll give you my thoughts on the draw very shortly. But 1-300-736-736, the open line number. And, of course, it's the 40 Winks Temper text. 40 Winks and Temper, 0433-98-1116. A great night's sleep, night after night after night. That is the difference. The difference is Temper. And a quick one off the top for me. A quick congratulations to Laura Kane and Andrew Dillon. Have you noticed the change in goal umpiring? Goal umpires are just calling goals now that they think are goals, and they're not calling for reviews of them, because guess what? It's going to be reviewed anyway on the way back to the middle. So thank you to Laura Kane, and thank you to Andrew Dillon. Either you listen to somebody, or you listen to people ringing this show, or you listen to us, but whoever you listen to, you made the right call. Goal umpires can now call goals again and not have to go to the review knowing that it's going to be reviewed on the way back to the middle, and that is the way it should be. Thankfully, someone made that change during the week, and it's gone unnoticed because no goal umpires have gone to reviews on goals, and I'm glad that has been changed. But your thoughts on yesterday's game, down in Ferntree Gully, Danny and Narry Warren, Andrew and Romsey. We will get to you all. Plenty to come on the Barclays Smokehouse lunch menu as well later on the program. Beat the lunch lockout with Grandmother Ham from Barclays Smokehouse. Find it at your local deli. Dermot Brereton's going to join us after two, and legendary golf commentator Paddy Walsh from the Live Golf in Adelaide. But Dan in Ferntree Gully, as we start with you, Dan, we'll get your thoughts before I give you mine. Welcome to you, Dan.
Hey, Dwayne, how are you?
Good.
So I thought that yesterday's game was really good. I thought that the pressure that the Bombers brought was very sufficient in regards to we Collingwood didn't have to do much more than what Collingwood does. We know they're a great team and a great side, obviously, prior premiers. So the Bombers had to bring the pressure, and I thought we brought ourselves up to their level. What are your thoughts?
Well, Dan, that was going to be my first question today. So my first question today to everybody and to you, who won yesterday? Because I feel like walking away from that game, I feel like waking this morning, Essendon fans would have felt like they got more out of it than Collingwood, almost as if they won on points even though it was a draw. Your thoughts on that, Dan? Do you think Essendon kind of won yesterday?
Yes, I thought we had more opportunities, but due to some turnovers and some incidentals, Collingwood are good on the rebounds, you know, getting that, you know, just making it count when it matters. And that's why they're the top of the table.
Good on you, Dan. Thanks for kicking us off. So your thoughts on that? 1-300-736-736, because that is one of my first questions to ask you today. Who won? If you had to make a winner or a loser out of yesterday's draw, who do you think would have won on points? Because I feel like the Bombers kind of won out of that result yesterday. Danny and Narrawarra on you there, Danny?
Yeah, hi, Dwayne. Well, I'll answer your question. It's not what I'm ringing about, but I hate losing, and coming out of the draw is it's a great spectacle for both supporters, no loser, and a great game for all the public. But what I want to share with you is 1977, I was there, the draw. The 1990 drawn West Coast final at Waverley, 95 Essendon Collingwood first Anzac Day draw, St Kilda 2010, and yesterday. I think these games, for the supporters especially, they are immortal. I remember from every one of those games one or two things that I'll never forget. I can tell you the year. I know what happened. I'd hate to lose. I know grand finals. I don't know what's going to happen with them in the future, but I just think a drawing game, especially big ones like that, you'll never forget certain aspects of that game. You'll know it in like 77. I was a 15-year-old boy, and I remember Twiggy Dunn taking that mark and kicking the draw. And I just want to share with you what happened in that year. About a minute after that game, a puff of smoke went up in the MCG because everyone was smoking back then in the ground.
Appreciate your call, Danny. Hold the line. We've got a Grandmother Ham coming your way. A Grandmother Ham heading your way in Narrawarra, thanks to Barclays Smokehouse. Ask for Grandmother Ham at your local deli. So my thoughts on the draw are, and we've got plenty of calls on it, and we've got to put a straw poll up on the Dwayne's Board Twitter feed as well, on the X feed, extra time or not. Are you for extra time or not? We'll put that up now, and we'll actually get the vote come 2.5 hours' time. There are things in this AFL world that I think need fixing, changing, and I thump the table because I'm passionate about the AFL improving, evolving, and getting better. Sitting on the fence is no good for a talkback host, but I can't get my head around whether I do or don't want extra time. I played in a draw one day against Essendon at Windy Hill. I know the dead feeling you get, but did fans go home disappointed yesterday? I don't think they did. Did TV viewers not enjoy that game and it's finished yesterday? I think they did. Do we need extra time? Well, it would make the drama even bigger if you had 3 minutes either way to decide a winner. Yes, it would. It would be fantastic. Great extra drama. But do we need it? Well, no, is what my answer is. As a radio host, you have to be honest. You can't just take a side for the fun of it or the talkback that it might generate. Honestly, I don't necessarily know what I want, but I don't think we need it. The only reason I see that we should have it, the only reason I think the AFL might change it one day, is because of this philosophical reason. It's because the rule in finals and the rule in the home and away season shouldn't be two different rules. And we do have extra time in finals. We do have extra time in a grand final. So philosophically, should you have a competition where you have two different sets of rules, one for the home and away season and one for the finals? Philosophically, I don't think you can have two different sets of rules. So that's the reason why I think the AFL maybe could change it and will change it in time. But do we need it? If it was up to me to change it now, it would probably be nut. I kind of like what we got yesterday. Nick in Mill Park will come to you because I know you want to talk about Brisbane and they need to be talked about. James in Ivanhoe. Who won yesterday, James?
Yeah, there, Dwayne. Mate, the public won yesterday.
I'm agreeing with that, James. Everyone won. All those people that went won. All those people that watched on TV won. And all those people who love that AFL enhances the storytelling and the linkage of young people to the Anzac spirit and the Anzac story, I think all did win yesterday. So I agree with that. Thanks for your call on that. Andrew and Romsey, you there, Andrew?
Yeah, g'day, Dwayne. I went there yesterday to Anzac Day, and I went in 95 when there was a draw. In 1995, I think both sets of supporters walked out feeling like they'd won. And speaking to the supporters after the game yesterday, as much as it was a great game, there was missed opportunities for both sides, and they were ruining the missed opportunities, but not overly. Everyone agreed it was a great game. And maybe Essendon did win. They got ahead of, you know, ahead of Collingwood at the start. But I think the 2 points actually helps Collingwood because we haven't had a good percentage over the last few years. We finished top of the ladder, but it was a game clear last year. But our percentage was about fifth. And if you've got a low percentage, the 2 points really help you. But if you've got a better percentage than the teams around you, the 2 points don't help as much.
Appreciate your call on a Brendan in Pasco Vale as we take as many calls as possible on this 1-300-736-736 after what was an epic day. Brendan, welcome to you.
G'day, Dwayne. How are you going?
Good.
Look, just listening, look, I'm a bit like you. I feel conflicted about the whole, whether or not it's extra time. But what I would say is I don't think you said that the philosophical reason for changing it. I actually don't think it sticks because, you have to have a result in the finals. If you equate it to, playing World Cup soccer or something like that, you have to get a result in the final stages, but you don't have to get a result in the group games.
So, no, fair enough.
To me, you play the time, you get a draw, and I think that's fitting for both sides.
Yeah, teams can't actually get a cider or a practice, or we can't get an understanding of what it's like. So we could have this ridiculous situation where something happens for the first time, essentially in a grand final, and no team's ready for it, no team's prepped for it, no team's seen what another team does to get the IP on it. So, yeah, but you're right, two different sort of things, I suppose, the World Cup finals as opposed to the World Cup early rounds. So I appreciate your call on it. That's why we're debating it. Because I hate sitting on the fence, but do we need it? Probably not. If it was up to me to change it, I don't think I would. And I hate sitting on the fence, but this is one of those where I'm actually in two minds, so I've got to be honest about it.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Straight back to your calls for Midday Madness. Keep your calls coming. 1-300-736-736, the open line number. Aaron in Glen Iris. Welcome to you, Aaron. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Dwayne. How are you?
Good.
Just two quick ones. I reckon Collingwood stole the draw yesterday. I had a look at the numbers. If you didn't have the score with the numbers, I would have thought Essendon would have won by 5 or 6 goals. The clearances, they killed Collingwood. The other thing was, has there been a better mark in the last 10 years than Jamie Elliott's yesterday?
Last 10 years? Oh, look, big moment, big game, big stage. Probably not. But there's been some goodies. There was the theatre of yesterday and that mark. Jamie Elliott's done it a few times on Anzac Day with goals. But, yeah, he's a ripper. And you always know it's a chance to happen at Collingwood games with Bobby Hill and Jamie Elliott. So, yeah, good call. And well called by JB as well. Did a good job of that. Barry and Rye, welcome to you, Barry.
G'day, Dwayne. Love your work, mate.
Thank you.
I just wonder, Hawthorne, North Melbourne and Brisbane are very ordinary at the moment. And given that there's still no resolution to the Hawthorn racism inquiry, do you think that may be having an impact on Clarkson and Fagan and their ability to coach?
Maybe, but again, as I've said a few times on this show, you can look at a burnt bit of toast and see the image of Jesus if you look hard enough sometimes. Sometimes we find stuff that's not necessarily there. So I don't want to say that it's affecting the way they coach. Let me just say it's coincidence at the moment. But if it continues down this way, you've got to wonder why both teams just don't have any chemistry at the moment and whether their coaches are finding the pressure. Look, you know, Chris Fagan got grumpy with the press last week. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. I don't want to say definitively and call it that because I'd rather think it wasn't. Mark in Brisbane, you there, Mark?
Dwayne, hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. Live in Brisbane, but I'm a Crows and Norwood supporter.
And?
I want to talk about the 15-metre interpretation by an umpire when one teammate kicks to another teammate and the inconsistencies, whether it's gone 5 metres, it's been given a mark, 20 metres and it's play on. I think the AFL should abolish that rule and not have a 15-metre distance if one player wants to kick to his teammate. If no one wants to man up on him, well, so be it. The only thing I'd like to change is that if a team kicks backwards, it's play on automatically, regardless of how far it's travelled. But 15 metres, the umpires just can't interpret it. It's so inconsistent, and it's one less thing for they have to worry about. Your thoughts?
So you'd allow a 5 metre kick even, Mark, would you?
Yeah, I would, but it makes the other team accountable to man up. If that's the sort of game they want to play, fine.
Yeah.
You make sure you play a one-on-one. But if you kick backwards, it's play on, regardless. I think
yeah.
15 metres, looking from the goal square, looking at it over the tapes, over this year's season so far and other seasons, it's just so inconsistent when they call it not far enough play on and it's travelled more than 15 metres. And sometimes it's gone more than 15 metres and they've called it play on. It's just so inconsistent and no one's talking about it or looking at it.
Yeah, I wouldn't change it, Mark. We'll agree to disagree on that. I don't like the idea of maybe someone inside 50 just who's under pressure kicking it 2 metres to a guy, a teammate, and he takes the mark and he can go back and have a set shot. It's too big a change to the game, I think. I'd be more than happy to change it. It was 10 metres once upon a time. It's 15 now. I'd be probably preferring to make it 20, to be honest. But certainly I'd be keeping a length of a kick before it's paid a mark, not letting 2 or 3 metre kicks be paid. But that's the beauty of Midday Matters. You call, you get on, everyone gets a chance to have an opinion.